The American Heart Association, they save lives through research funding, among many other ways. And much of this funding comes from Heart Walks, and our guests have experienced this firsthand, the benefits of research. They're living proof, and they're going to share their stories with us, life and death stories, really. And the American Heart Association, you know, they've developed techniques and procedures and education, so many things that have helped people. And so with us is actress and singer Elisa Juryat. She just released a jazz album, which is pretty cool, called Making History. And she's been in a bunch of commercials and was on the Pussycat Dolls, that competition show, a little while back.
I was on that one, yes.
And Dawn Helwig is with us. She's a dedicated American Heart Association volunteer. She's been doing this for years now, you know, volunteering, helping with the American Heart Association. And she's with Union Bank, who is a partner with the American Heart Association. And she's got her own story to tell, and including that you used to do aerobathons. Is that how you would say it? For the American Heart Association, because you taught aerobics when it was the hot thing.
That's right. Uh-huh. When it was a hot thing, I sure did. Back in 1988, when aerobathons were the way to do it. 24 hours of jumping around a rim, raising money for a great cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you weren't doing some kind of aerobics, you were uncool. You know,
that's right.
You had to be at LA Fitness or somewhere. But man, you guys have some incredible stories. So first, Elisa, you were just 18. You're in New York in Grand Central Station, and then boom, what happened?
Yeah, well, my first event actually happened 6 weeks prior. I was getting off of a tour, and I used to teach dance classes to students, kids, schools, whatever it was. And I was performing in front of 500 elementary kid students. And I remember I just felt really, really weird. Mm-hmm. Something didn't feel right. And I just kept going. And then when I woke up, I was on the floor. And so they rushed me to the hospital to see what was going on. They couldn't find anything wrong. Sent me home. Nothing happened. 6 weeks later, we go to New York, and I was signing a record deal potentially with Lenny Kravitz at the time.
Nice.
Yeah. And they told us they wanted to reschedule. So we took the day and went to the city, got to experience it for the day. And then as we were going home on the train, I saw some dancers and I wanted to jump in. The lead dancer heard me and he grabbed my hand, and my mom was filming it, not thinking anything of it, just performing and filming it. And about 20 seconds in, I grabbed my mom's hand, collapsed to the floor, and went into cardiac arrest for 30 minutes. So the only thing that saved my life was these two nurses came out of nowhere, strangers, and started giving me CPR. And it's the only thing that didn't give me any brain damage and kept me alive for 30 minutes until the paramedics got there. When they got there, they said, sorry, she's gone. You know, there's nothing we can do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it was being taped the whole time.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Mommy. It's cool to it's cool to watch it now. But, so rushed to the hospital and spent a lot of time in there. Ton of surgeries, implanted defibrillator, and to date, I am the youngest person in the world to have what I have and survive it. So almost 11 years later, still going strong. And
do you feel like it was a miracle?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, I believe it's my testimony and it's God's purpose for me to spread the word and to impact people's lives. It's a blessing in disguise, but I love it. I mean,
you're doing so well today. You live in Los Angeles now, and you've cut your record. You're acting and auditioning, right, and doing all kinds of things now. And you have an implant that controls that electrical system for you, right? So if your heart gets out of control again, it kicks in. But but I read that you don't know when that happens because you faint when that happens.
Or, so thank God, because I don't want to know what that feels like.
Right. Yeah, who does, right? Yeah, oh my God, is this it? You know, like you need all that extra panic when that's happening. But it's worked for you a couple of times, right?
Yeah, so my condition, basically blood doesn't pump properly from my brain to my heart, so it causes me to collapse and my heart stops, goes into cardiac arrest. But prior to that happening, I have what's called syncope, and basically it's the fainting spell. So I always faint right before it happens, and then the defibrillator just jolts my heart, and I typically wake up in an ambulance or in a hospital and, you know, looking up saying, thanks God, let's do this again. So essentially I could say it's going to save me, but... we'll cross some fingers.
You're doing great so far.
I'm doing good so far.
And so CPR was a technique, I just want to throw it out there, that was developed because of research funding through the American Heart Association. You know, something that basic, that life-saving, that you benefited from, someone around you there knew how to do. We should all know how to do it. I mean, this is something we should all learn. But what an incredible story. I'm so glad that you're here with us and thriving, you know, and doing things that you want to do and working with the American Heart Association. Like Dawn on, you started thinking about this 30 years ago. You were, like we said, doing the aerobathons.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's right.
You also inspired your daughter to get into the medical field.
I did. Interestingly enough, you get involved in things like that, not realizing the impact it's going to make on your family. And when it came time for Kimmy to go to work, she ended up in cardiology, a hospital, and dedicated her life to doing everything she could to help others. Pretty powerful.
Yes. And that has all actually helped your family. Tell us your story about your grandson.
Sure. You know, looking back on it, it's so interesting to me. You think about what you're doing in advance and not realizing. And so here all those years I had donated and Kimmy was working at a hospital, and along comes Brendan, who we thought initially he was fine. Came home from the hospital a little fussy, but what newborn isn't? And sure enough, a week and a half later, he's cold as ice and she's feeling like something's not right. I had come back to work. I had been there the first week. And so she said, "Mom, we're on our way to the hospital. Please come right away." And I don't think I ever drove that fast to get mm-hmm. to her house, mm-hmm. But get into the hospital. And there he was laying there in the emergency room area. And it was one of those touch and go moments where the ER doctor asked everyone in the emergency room, "Please, for the next 20 seconds, I don't want to hear a pin drop." And we watched as they administered the final third dose of medication. Had this not worked, there was nothing left that they could do. And 20 minutes seemed like a lifetime. 20 seconds, actually. I'm putting it already in minutes. 20 seconds did it seem like a mm-hmm. lifetime. And then slowly we watched the little heart rhythm come back on the machine. And we knew that we were past at least that portion of it.
Your grandson's name is Brendan.
And Brendan.
So was mm-hmm. his heart beating twice as fast as the normal newborn?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. it was. He was born with supraventricular tachycardia. So his heart was racing at about 380 beats per minute, where typically a baby would be anywhere from 140 to 160.
That is a nobody's taking a breath moment in time.
And absolutely.
It's lasting forever. And then now he's doing so great. He's 11 now, right?
He is. He's mm-hmm. 11. He'll be 12 next month. Mm-hmm. And he is out there riding bikes and playing soccer and baseball and hasn't had any reoccurrences. And of course, at any point in time he could, but so far we're good.
And how has the American Heart Association helped you through this?
You take a look at the research and what's available mm-hmm. out there. And there's so much information that people can gather that help them put things in place. And just having that sounding board and folks that you touch base with just to say, "Hey, look at all this." I mean, goodness, you look at kids years ago and that wasn't out there. And so it's just been a blessing.
Thank you for being with them for so many years. And Elisa, you also being an ambassador for the American Heart Association and sharing your story, letting other people know what happened to you. And it can happen at any age. You know, we all have to be prepared and be educated, which is something that the American Heart Association is really good at doing, right?
Absolutely. They sure are. Thank goodness for that. Just the money and the donations that come in, any fundraising that our employees are involved in. Part of what we tell them is think about all that innovative research that happens long before people ever mm-hmm. think they'll need it.
Yes. Long before you're ever dealing with something like tachycardia. That's mm-hmm. what it's called. Yes. And they've already developed techniques and procedures and equipment, and research has gone into how to save someone's life when they're in that situation. And then there's also preventive. You know, there are so many things that we can do. Healthy lifestyle mm-hmm. and follow guidelines given to us by the American Heart Association. They go through a lot of studies and put a lot of information out there for us to follow so that we can reduce the chance of stroke, reduce the chance of heart disease. And so are you guys doing the walks? Because this is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
We've got heart walks coming up. And so I think the first one is in Long Beach. You want to tell us about the heart walks, Elisa?
All right. Well, they are 5-mile walks. It's very tough for me to do, but I do it. I do it with great stride. Mm-hmm. And so there's 4 coming up. First one is in Long Beach at the Rainbow Lagoon Park. And there's teams to sign up on. If you don't know people, it's a great place to meet people. Tons of activities for kids and just a great community getting together and walking for a great cause. And we need help. So you guys need to come out and come walk with us.
Yes, because the goal is 1.75
million.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to make it happen.
That's right.
We're going to get 2.75 million.
Yeah. Double that. So it's Long Beach, Pasadena, Santa Clarita. And you can find these all on the website, right? And then also Palmdale. And the website is?
We have that set up within Union Bank. And then there's also the HeartWalk. LA. There you go.
HeartWalkLA.org. And we can go to Union Bank. And because you guys are so close and such good partners, the American Heart Association is right there.
That's right. They have a special page for our team. So I always reference it that just like that. Walking is a pretty neat thing to do, and it's great for your heart. So I tell people, hey, 10 minutes, three times a day.
And that's easy. And we have all these cool gadgets now. We can measure, you know, we have someone up here, one of the DJs, who will walk around because it's a big floor and look at their, what is it, the Fitbit?
Yeah. That's right.
And tell me how well he's done. I've done so many laps. Well, good. That's good. You know, you found a way to work it into being here at the station. So he does it at work. So yeah, fitting that exercise into your life. And Elisa, any advice you have for people or anything you want to leave us with?
Yeah, I just tell people to always watch out for the warning signs. You know, even the smallest little pain, I, at least as a heart patient, will always take into consideration. So if you're feeling anything, just go get checked. It's always good to get your checkups. And yeah, walking, eating right. I'm a big cookie lover. I'm trying to stop, but you know, we can eat right, veggies and salads and protein. And it's all about just staying consistent.
Yes, it is, in moderation. And you don't look like a cookie lover because you look like you're in great shape.
It's a baggy dress.
Come on. Got nothing to complain about, seriously. So it's the American Heart Association and the American Heart Association Heart Walks coming up. HeartWalkLA.org. Check it out. So many of them also that are close to you. So participate in a heart walk because it's fun. You can bring the kids. There's a kid zone. There's entertainment. And of course, you can get blood pressure screenings and you can get helpful information. But mostly it's about having a good time and supporting the American Heart Association. Thanks, you guys, for stopping by. I know you're super busy at Union Bank, Don. And Elisa, you've got your career going and your album is it's making history, right? Is that the name of it?
It's making history.
Cool. Elisa, before we go, we touched on a little bit about CPR and why it was so important and how we have the American Heart Association to thank for it. But last words for us there.
Yes, absolutely. I believe it's truly important for everybody to know how to do CPR. There's a technique called the hands-only technique, which means you don't have to do mouth-to-mouth for those who are afraid of strangers or not wanting to do CPR because they don't know the person. So there's two steps. It's easy. We have them at the Heart Walks. So when you guys come out, you can get some free training and everybody needs to know how to do it. You could save somebody's life.
Yeah, so it's part of the Heart Walk. That is awesome. You can go and get CPR training and, you know, you could be saving someone's life or they could be saving your life one day and you don't have to lip lock anymore. You know, you can leave that part out. So no excuses. Easy to learn and you never know when you're going to need it. And thank you to the American Heart Association for giving that to us.